Let's talk about integration first. Well, New Zealand is not an Asian country per se, but it has benefited a lot from Asian integration. How would you describe New Zealand's experience?
Well, look, it's been a huge benefit. New Zealand had the first free trade agreement between New Zealand and China. That is a relatively recent step in terms of our working with Asia. So we've always been close to the ASEAN, and Australia and New Zealand have tried to stay aligned with East Asia, Southeast Asia, partly because of that Pacific Rim. Mm. It's been hugely successful. In the case of China, New Zealand, two-way trade, it's gone to $20 billion in the two-way trade, and it's going very close to 30 now.
Is this a learning curve for you, or you knew it in the first
place?
Well,
New Zealand and Australia have had an integration for over 40 years. New Zealand talent flows freely. New Zealand goods and services flow freely. Effectively, it's given a 5 million person market in New Zealand and a nearly 30 million person market in Australia a joined up experience. And yet we are completely independent in geopolitical terms.
And that makes a lot of economic sense for both.
Well, it's a good experience for people. It's economically beneficial for both populations.
But there is talks and also perceptions of trade rules. The U.S. now prefer a bilateral trade agreement. Of course, New Zealand, Japan, and others considering their own regional trade pact. And China is also initiating RCEP, China's Initiative of Trade Rules. What do you think the trade rules will be looking like in the future?
Look, bilateral and multilateral agreements are useful. New Zealand, though, has always supported the WTO framework. Mm. And the tragedy in this conversation is that we haven't been able to get successful WTO rounds where everyone benefits from globalization and open trade. And that's led to this more recent situation where people are taking their own decisions rather than relying on the WTO to sort out these disagreements in a fair and reasonable way.
And do you think this will stay fractured down the road?
Well, I certainly hope, and I know it's New Zealand's position, that the WTO stands. We supported strongly China coming into the WTO. I think New Zealand was the first country in the world, the Western country, to support its accession. And it's very important that if you have a dispute, you can take it. New Zealand took the United States to the WTO and won a case on lamb. The US was protecting their lamb industry. We said it was unfair. We took the case and won, and it then forced a negotiation that allowed the tariffs to be dropped and proper trade proceed.
But unfortunately, protectionism in the U.S. is on the rise.
We have
seen the trade disputes recently between China and the U.S. How do you think this will go down the road, and how will this affect Asian economies and the world economy?
Look, it's very dangerous. Any trade war hurts the people within those two economies. The cost of goods go up, the cost of living goes up. Inflation usually is driven when costs rise, and that, of course, hurts people. So there's nothing to be gained by actually promoting increased tariffs as a retaliatory mechanism.
So what do you think the Asian countries should do to bend together and send a message to the U.S. about this?
Well, look, regional integration matters, and I think the Belt and Road, which will bring more integrated economic relationships, promoting free trade in a positive way, but relying on the WTO as the backdrop, is the safest way forward.